Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a crash on the N3 northbound. It's queuing traffic both directions between Geldenhuys and the Galilee's interchange. And there is queuing traffic on the N3 southbound from Leondale all the way back through Heidelberg Road.
The leader of the EFF, Julius Malema, just addressed the media on its approach to the National Assembly, saying the party will not participate in a government of national unity. Here is some of what he just said.
We said to the president this morning, despite the fact that we're not participating in the cabinet, we'll however request him to ask the ANC to support our candidate for the Speaker of Parliament. And in exchange for that, we'll support the ANC's candidature for president. We are prepared to take the deputy speaker on condition that the speaker candidate is from the ANC or from any progressive party, not the DA or the Freedom Front.
He also said that the party will consider a coalition with the MK party in KwaZulu-Natal. Moving abroad, in Athens, the Acropolis, Greece's most visited tourist attraction, was closed to the public during the hottest hours of today for the second day running as tourists sweltered under the country's earliest ever heatwave. I'm Aline Fischer. More news at 7, but for now, it's time for the Business Minute. And we kick it off abroad. Stock markets diverged today as traders reacted to the U.S. Federal Reserve's plan to only cut interest rates once this year. Europe was trading firmly in the red, with Paris and Frankfurt shedding more than 1% each as investors continue to track fallout from far-right gains in last week's EU elections. If you're traveling, a dollar is trading at R18.51, a euro R19.89, and a pound R23.60. Gold is trading at $2,296.76 per fine ounce, and oil at $82.24 per barrel of Brent crude. Back at 7.
We start off with the live action. It's Bangladesh against the Netherlands in the 27th match of the World Cup. It's happening at Kingston. Bangladesh, in their 20 overs, made 159 for 5. The top scorer there, Shakib Al Hassan, making 64 not out of only 46 deliveries. The second innings is still yet to come. And in some rugby news, skipper Ruan Nokia says that the Vodacom Bulls will rise to the occasion and repeat their Dublin heroics of the 2022 competition by knocking out Leinster at Loftus on Saturday. The Bulls provided one of the all-time shocks of the competition, eliminating Leinster in the 21-22 semi-final in the Irish capital. But the six-time Pro 14 champions exacted revenge early on this year with a 47-14 victory at the RDS Arena. The Springbok winning wingers Kirdley Orrens and Kanan Moody will definitely not miss out on the not only miss out on the first international test of the season against Wales, but the first test against Ireland as well on the 6th of July. The duo were injured in the last 10 days, with Orrens sustaining a fractured cheekbone and Moody fracturing an index finger. They've been ruled out of contention for the next two tests in order to give them a chance to recover. And in some football news, Matthijs de Ligt, well, he believes that the Netherlands have got a cohesive unit that can compensate for their lack of star power in a bid to win Euro 2024. Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk is the biggest name in Ronald Koeman's side, but de Ligt is confident that with most of the team plying their trade in Europe in the top leagues, that they can mount an assault. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It is Pick a Mix time. Throwback Thursday. Hoy some volume.